All right, so on Friday we discussed verses 44 and 45. In verse 44, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, وَأَنذِرِ النَّاسَ يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمُ الْعَذَابِ فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رَبَّنَا أَخِّرْنَا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ نُجِبْ دَعْوَتَكَ وَنَتَّبِعِ الرُّسُلِ أَوَلَمْ تَكُونُوا أَقْسَمْتُم مِّن قَبْلُ مَا لَكُم مِّن زَوَالٍ. Warn the people of the day when the punishment shall come upon them, and the transgressors will then say, O our sustainer, give us respite for a short while. We will accept your call and follow the messengers. Did you not take an oath previously that there will be no removal for you from this world? We explained that either at the time of punishment in this world or at the time of death or on the day of Qiyamah, when they see the consequences of their actions, the wrongdoers will ask for a second chance. And they won't be given a second chance, like we discussed in detail with the different verses from different parts of the Quran. And Allah in this verse says they will be asked, were you not the very arrogant and audacious ones who took an oath that your power will never come to an end and your status will never come to an end, and if you go into the ground, your body will decompose and there's no such thing as reckoning and accountability? Then the next verse, وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ وَضَرَبْنَا لَكُمُ الْأَمْثَالِ. You inhabited the settlements of those who wronged themselves, and it had been made obvious to you how we had dealt with them, and we expounded all the stories before you. In particular reference to the polytheists of Makkah, you know what happened to the nations before you who disobeyed Allah. Abraha and his army were destroyed you on your doorstep. You passed the ruins of the Ad and Thamud when you go for your trade journeys into the Sham region. You know via the Quran, via the messenger and the previous messengers about what Allah did to those who perpetually and persistently disobeyed him. So why didn't you take lesson from that? Now you ask for a second chance. Like Allah says in Surah Al-Qamar, حِكْمَةٌ بَالِغَةٌ فَمَا تُغْنِ النُّذُرِ, that it was perfect wisdom, these warnings, yet the warnings had no effect on them. They ignored the warnings. That's a recap of the two verses that we discussed on Friday. Now we move on to verse 46 and 47. 46, Allah says, وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ. They planned their plot, and their plot is before Allah. Their plot is not such as to move mountains. They had many plots, the previous transgressors. Every nation had its plotters and planners against the messenger of Allah, against the message of Allah. And Allah is aware of all of their plots and plans. وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ. As much as they try to keep it concealed, hidden, you know, deceive, Allah is aware of all of their plots and their strategies. And it is Allah who will take them to task for these plots. Now, the second part here, Allah says, وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ. Their plot is not such as to move mountains. There's two ways that the Mufassirin have interpreted this. Some Mufassirin have said that if their plots can't move mountains, then it won't be able to move the prophets and the true Sharia, which are more stronger and steadfast than mountains. If you can't move a mountain physically, you will not be able to move a prophet, and you will not be able to change a Sharia from a spiritual point of view. Another interpretation given by the Mufassirin of وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ, that their plots is not as such that it can move mountains, is that the unbelievers plotted many strategies and plots which all prove futile before the protection of Allah, even though their plots in themselves were so powerful that, figuratively speaking, they could move mountains. So there's linguistic reasons as to why you can come to these two different interpretations, and there's no contradiction between the two interpretations. On the one hand, their plots couldn't move a mountain, so it won't be able to move a prophet and the true message and haq. On the other hand, figuratively, you could say that their plots were so strong that it could have moved a mountain, but the protection of Allah and the plan of Allah was stronger than their plotting and planning and scheming. That is the two ways that Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahullah has outlined in terms of the interpretation of this verse. We know that the shorter version of a similar sentiment is conveyed in the message, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. They planned and Allah planned, وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. But Allah is the best of planners. Allah's plan always prevails. So Allah says, yeah, I'm aware of all of the plots and plans of all those who plotted and planned from time immemorial, and they will be taken to task at the right time in the right way. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلَهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انتِقَامٍ. Verse 47, Allah reinforces the point. Do not assume that Allah will go back on His promise to His messengers. Surely Allah is powerful and the taker of retribution. Allah has made promises in several verses that we help our messengers, I shall certainly prevail, I and my messengers, in Surah Mujadala. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying, don't think that because of this respite that I will go back on the promise that I made to my messengers. That promise will hold true. There are about four verses left, inshallah, of Surah Ibrahim that we will discuss in the coming days.